Today we have a pretty short gospel reading, really. It's not that long in verses, and the story is fairly short. But even though it's not very long, being able to see or be seen is mentioned four times. It's the most common thing in this gospel reading. So just for kicks, I thought I would Google being seen and seeing in some order, to be seen and seeing, to look, whatever. And what came back to me was a whole bunch of suggestions on how to improve your looks. Creams to make you look younger, outfits that you could be seen in to make an impression. You can imagine the range, I'm sure you all know. Maybe some of you used those very tips this morning before you came to church, I don't know. But to see and to be seen is a very important concept in our world these days. And not, I don't think, particularly the same one that is in the gospel this morning. And yet there is Zacchaeus. He wants to see Jesus. What's interesting is we have no idea why. There is no background, no suggestion, no history on this man, except to say that he's a tax collector. Now, some things never change. Nobody likes a tax collector. Not then, not now. Now it's more anonymous, which is a good thing for the tax collectors. However, in those days, it was not anonymous, and they were despised. To make matters worse, Zacchaeus had two other strikes against him. One was that he was a rich tax collector. If he'd been a moderately well-off tax collector, it wouldn't have been so bad. If he'd been a poor tax collector, that would have been great. However, to be a rich tax collector in Jesus' day meant that he had skimmed a heck of a lot of money off the top. So, there he was, a tax collector, he was rich, and he was short in stature. Now, anyone who may consider themselves short in stature do not see that as a bad thing. However, he could not be seen in his day. So really, it mirrors the other two things. If he was seen, he was hated. The only people who climbed trees in Jesus' day were children, much as now, unless some of you climbed a tree this week. Usually, the people who climb trees are children. And he humiliates himself even further by climbing a sycamore tree to see Jesus. He is maybe short, but he is not short on stubbornness or enthusiasm, and he will not be deterred. Just because there's a large crowd, all of whom hate him, he is going to see this man, Jesus, just to catch a glimpse. And we don't even know why. We have no idea. And what's really intriguing is that as soon as he gets up there, Jesus says, "Hey, Zacchaeus, I'm staying at your place tonight." Well, I don't know what you might have done. I probably would have fallen out of the tree at that moment. With surprise, nobody sees me, everybody hates me, and now the very person, this figure that I am wanting to see so desperately, has singled me out and said, "I'm coming to stay at your house." When we want to see God, God sees us. When we really have a heart and a yearning, God sees us and holds us and says, "I want to come to your house. I want to be in your heart." In fact, God has already seen you. God has already seen all of us. And all those things that we try to hide with the creams and the clothes and the things that make us not even look older, but are able to mask some of who we are, God sees right through that. And so it is that God has already said to each one of us, "I want to stay at your house. I want to be in you fully. But sometimes you haven't looked for me yet." I remember when I heard this, one of the clergy from downtown Toronto. We were talking, he was at a clergy conference a couple of years ago, and it's a very similar kind of milieu as we live in here, a bit bigger and a bit busier. And he said that one day there was this fellow who sat on the street asking for money all the time. He had his regular corner. And one day when he went by, sometimes he gave him money, sometimes he didn't. This fellow would always say, "Hello, Father." And one day when the priest was walking by, he said, "Hello, Father." And he said, "Good morning, how are you?" Let's just say his name was Tom. I don't know what it was. And Tom said, "I'm fine, but I need you to hold my place for a moment." And the priest said, "Well, I'm busy. I've got to go, Tom." He goes, no, I really need to go to the bathroom. I really need you to hold my place for a minute, because if you don't, I will lose my spot. Someone else will come and take the spot, and I will lose it. So here you go. Here's my hat. This is where you collect the money, and I'll be back in a minute." So the priest was left standing holding the hat, as one would say. So he decided he would just sit down on the ledge where Tom had been sitting and put the hat down in front of him. He was wearing his collar that day, and he said he went from being to looking good to being part of society and being seen as an upstanding member of the community to being invisible. No one looked at him as he sat there for the 15 minutes that it took Tom to go and use the facilities. No one spoke to him. He wasn't seen. He was no longer a person. The odd person threw something in, but never exchanged a glance with him. So when Tom came back, he said, "How'd it go, Father?" Tom maybe thought that he'd have a lot of extra spare cash now. And he said, "I think you're better at this than I am. But thank you for letting me sit at your corner for a day." And that was, and off they went. And they continued. Tom sat at that corner every day. I've worked in several downtown cores and some frightening places for me, downtown the east side of Vancouver and other places. And sometimes I have given money to people. And on Elgin Street, every day that I am here, if I gave money out to all the people who sit on the street asking for money, I would have none. And yet I learned from that story one thing. Most people are looking to be seen. And so when I walk down the street now, I don't give out any more money than I ever did, but I always try, even though it's hard, to look whoever is sitting there in the eye, no matter what state they're in, and to say hello, or good morning, or whatever. And you may be surprised, you may be astonished, or you may be, like me, humbled when the person almost always looks back, whether I am dressed normally, wearing a collar, it doesn't matter, and say, "Good day to you. God bless you." That's the most common response, "God bless you." So here I am, someone who is seen, who likes to be seen, because that's part of my job. And when I look into those people's eyes, I see God coming to my house. So who are those among us this morning? Or those who have been left out on the margin? Those who we consider to be untouchable, or perhaps crooked or short in stature, in fact, not measuring up to us? Who are those who've been ruled out of bounds, who might surprise us by their generosity and their faith? Because Zacchaeus, in the moment that Jesus said he was coming to his house, in front of all those people who hated them, but not before Jesus said, "I'm coming to see you," after Jesus said, "I'm coming to your home," Zacchaeus said, "I will give to the poor, and if I've stolen something, I'll give it back." I don't think Zacchaeus was prepared for that when he wanted to see Jesus. Maybe he didn't know why he wanted to see Jesus. Maybe we have no idea why we want to see Jesus, or why we're even here this morning. But I can tell you this, Jesus and God and the Spirit has seen each one of us in our nakedness, in our poverty, in our shortness of being, and has said, I'm coming to your house tonight. May all of us be as generous as Zacchaeus in the answer and say, yes, Lord, come to my house and help me to be more generous. Amen.